Military-style security was arrayed outside a courthouse near Toronto on Saturday as 17 terrorist suspects were brought in to face charges they planned to detonate 3 tons of explosives in and around Canada's largest city of Toronto. Assistant Commissioner Mike McDonnell, head of Criminal Intelligence and National Security for Canada's Royal Canadian Mounted Police, said the arrests were made when it became clear the men were about to strike. At a press conference in Toronto on Saturday, Mr. McDonnell showed samples of the evidence gathered against the men, including the main explosive fuel, ammonium nitrate, a common fertilizer. McDonnell said the group ordered and received 3 tons of the chemical for use in terrorist attacks.
If I can put this in context for you, the 1995 bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City that killed 168 people was completed with only 1 ton of ammonium nitrate.
Canada is not immune to terrorism, Mr. McDonnell warned. While this bombing plot was foiled, the investigation into this and other terrorist threats remains ongoing, he said. At the same press conference, Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair noted his officers are investigating threats against his city's transit system. The 12 men and 5 young offenders arrested and charged in the Friday night police raids range in age from 19 to 43 years old. Most are Canadian citizens and live in and around the Toronto area. Mr. McDonnell described the group as inspired by Al-Qaeda, but said, so far, investigators found no link between them and Osama bin Laden's terrorist network. Luc Portelance, Assistant Director of Operations for CSIS, the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, said the threat of ideologies preaching violence and murder is a global one.
Any movement that has the ability to turn people against their fellow citizens is obviously something CSIS is very concerned about.
While this plot had been foiled, Mr. McDonnell made it clear Canadian police and security forces remain very concerned about what they don't know. And what they fear was visible at the courthouse, where steel barriers and 3 police checkpoints, armed by officers with M16 assault rifles and submachine guns, separated the public from the entrance. For VOA News, this is Barry Brown in Toronto.